1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The federal opposition says the government could be doing more to help Australians in Lebanon. Australia has joined nations, including the US, Canada and Japan, in issuing a statement calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire in the country. Liberal MP Michael Sukkar has family in Lebanon. He says the cost of flights has increased dramatically and many services in and out of Beirut have already been cancelled.
It's fair to say, echoing the sentiments of many Australians with a Lebanese background and heritage, that they were hoping the government may do more to facilitate some of those people who were, in a sense, trapped, because getting those scarce seats on a plane out of Beirut was basically impossible.
Energy Australia has been hit with one of the biggest penalties against a retailer for misleading consumers about electricity prices. The electricity provider admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million in penalties. A man will remain in custody after being charged with the murder of another man on an inner west street. Josh Bryant reports.
Jacob Tanner Spence was charged with murder following police investigations into a deadly stabbing on a busy street in Marrickville earlier this week. Police allege 32-year-old Sitaleki Filahihikava was killed in what's believed to have been a targeted attack on a busy street outside a Mexican restaurant. Tanner Spence did not appear when the case was mentioned in Burwood Court for the first time. His lawyer made no application for bail, and the 31-year-old will remain behind bars with the matter to return to court on the 20th of November.
A man's been charged over a huge fire next to Parramatta Leagues Club in Sydney's West last Saturday. The 38-year-old is accused of deliberately setting two cars and three shipping containers on fire before the blaze spread to a nearby garden. An estimated $200,000 worth of damage has been caused. Star Entertainment has been handed a $200 million lifeline from investors. The casino giant's operators have been in emergency talks for weeks after the cost of its Queen's Wharf project in Brisbane skyrocketed to almost $4 billion. The first half of the loan is expected to help cover the blowouts. The Premier says running a Labor candidate in upcoming by-elections would be a waste of Labor's limited time and money. Three outgoing Liberal members have triggered by-elections in the seats of Pittwater, Epping and Hornsby. Chris Minns says they're focused on delivering for the people of the state.
Myself and the senior leadership of the government made a decision that, given we've never held any of these seats before, it would be not the best use of our time and resource.
A year-long trial giving thousands of women better access to contraceptive pills is being made permanent. From Saturday, pharmacists with the relevant training can continue to prescribe the medication, in turn easing pressure on GPs. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says communications between primary care and the chemist are also being strengthened.
Your information will go back to your GP. It will keep your primary care team collectively informed about your treatment and care.
The peak body for retailers is casting doubt over the validity of a new report naming Aldi as Australia's cheapest supermarket. A choice survey suggests shoppers could save up to $18 on a basket of groceries compared with other stores. But National Retailers Association Chief Executive Paul Zara says the report doesn't show the whole picture.
It's a very narrow basket. It's only 14 items. Choice refused to release what those actual items are. What I do know is that 7 of the 14 items are comparing premium national brands at Coles and Woolworths with a private label brand at Aldi. Now, we need to get transparency from Choice exactly what the items are so then consumers can choose.
And almost $150 million is sitting on misplaced or idle Opal cards waiting to be claimed. Transport for New South Wales is calling on commuters to reactivate or refund their cash. Nearly 18 million cards haven't been used in over a year.
Hope weather.
cloudy this afternoon, a very high chance of rain, winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 k's along the coast until this evening. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. Right now it's 11 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. Tomorrow, showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday, a possible shower and 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower, a high of 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
It's after 2:30 p.m, so school zones are now in operation. Remember to please slow down for our kids. Thanks to station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
A two-car crash taking out a westbound lane on the M5 just past Henry Lawson Drive in Milperra. In Ingleside, we've got a breakdown westbound on Mona Vale Road. In Casula, look out for a breakdown closing a southbound lane on the Hume Highway. 48-hour blinds. Get custom-made roller blinds ready in just 2 days at Accent Blinds. Visit accentblinds.com.au. T's and C's apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Life and Hope 1032.
Hey, you're listening to Hope Drive for your Thursday afternoon. And for people living in Hipwood Street in Kirribilli, I've been shocked to discover that their quaint little beloved bay has suddenly become a very weird colour. We'll talk more on it after Jess Glynn. This is a friend of mine.
One word, one vibe, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way, was in my palm.
1032.
Now, more than ever before.
You think that it's your last dance, using up all of the strength you have left. You're asking for one more chance, but I know the future gives more than that. Just wait for the peace after the storm. It might be the key that opens the door.
Best days, it's Sarah Reeves on Hope 103.2, and at around 3 p.m. yesterday, residents of Hipwood Street in Kirribilli were shocked to see that their beloved bay had suddenly turned the colour of Gatorade. It is honestly such a weird green, not even a disgusting murky green, but like a proper Gatorade kind of, you know, that like bright green. It looks lime cordially, you know, but please, if you're living out there, don't drink it. You know, the Fire and Rescue New South Wales was sent to the scene and they've determined that it's not toxic, but it's probably for the best to not dip your toes in it or, you know, have a sip of it. They don't know how this has happened, but there's no smell or sign of corrosiveness. Like, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. But it's just green for whatever reason.
I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave, 'cause you make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky. One.
head, but fall into my arms instead.
So
warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
I couldn't see, I was the only hostage to the bitterness I can't let go. Maybe now it's time to cut my losses, move on, move on, move on. Oh, I can't believe how long it's lasted. Feel it carving up these bones. There's a part of me that can't get past it. I know.
That's When You Forgive Someone on Hope 103.2. And cast your mind back a few months ago when that Willy Wonka experience was going viral for being an absolute scam. You know, it was nothing like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Somehow, it has happened again, this time in the form of a Bridgerton ball. So, you know, fans of Bridgerton were excited to experience this event in Detroit. They dressed up, they got their lovely gowns, and it was all pretty and stuff. And even just the invitation looks amazing, and it promised an enchanting evening of sophistication. But instead, oh my goodness, they showed up to the tackiest, just not even Bridgerton-y thing of all time. They didn't even pay a photographer. That's how bad it was. There was just walls of plain printed backgrounds, and it was an empty room. There was no sophistication. It was just very tacky, very, very scammy, I would say. So, moral of the story is be careful when you're attending some of these events, because people are getting very good at advertising but not delivering.
Sydney's Hope. Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Heavy delays remain westbound on the M5. 3 mil para after an earlier two-car crash just near Henry Lawson Drive. In Bexley North, we have a truck breakdown on the M5 East Motorway as well. In Windsor, look out for a two-car crash. That's closing a southbound lane on Macquarie Street at Brabham Street. In Ingleside, there's a breakdown westbound on Mernavale Road at Tumburra Street. And in Darlinghurst, building pretty quickly now, heading southbound on the Eastern Distributor, approaching William Street. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Jesus' parting words to his disciples were to go into all the world and make disciples. But how do we do it? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. A good way to start is to follow Jesus' example. Jesus went to dinner. He was known as the one who came eating and drinking. He was even accused of being a glutton and a drunk. But think about it. It's over meals that we relax and have the best conversations, where we swap stories and share the highs and lows of life. At the table, everyone has a seat and everyone is of equal value. Remember, the original communion ceremony was not with a plastic mini cup and a tiny cracker. It was an actual meal and everyone was invited. It's no wonder Jesus' ministry was effective. Why not follow his example? Who can you invite for dinner today? For more on having your own God conversations, go to godconversations.com.
Hope
103.2.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good, for always.
Come on.
He saved the day.
appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to see like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He
and he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
Superhero.
A love like this.
Makes my heart beat.
And I promise you.
All I want to do is make you proud of me.
That's why.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
Yeah.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I searched all over.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
You.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
And the church saying, come on. Jesus loving you. It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey. Let me tell you what it means. That's why.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't want to love nobody. Nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't let us know what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this.
Makes my heart beat.
Forever and a day. The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
That's Kirk Franklin here on Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and it's 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. Australia, the US and UK are among countries calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire in Lebanon. A joint statement issued by the White House warns an escalation in the Middle East is in nobody's interest. It says the hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah are intolerable. It's been revealed Sydney businessman John Ibrahim was the intended target of an alleged assassination attempt earlier this year. Two men were arrested in Dover Heights in Sydney's eastern suburbs in July after a pursuit by police. The pair have been charged with offences including possessing a loaded firearm in a public place and conspiracy to murder. A man charged with stabbing another man to death in Sydney's Inner West this week has made no application for bail in court. Jacob Thomas Spence has been charged with murder over the alleged attack in Marrickville. He will remain in custody with a case to return to court in November. A year-long trial giving thousands of women easier access to the contraceptive pill is being made permanent. From Saturday, pharmacists who have completed required training can provide consultations and sell the contraceptive pill without a prescription from a GP. The State Labor Party has confirmed it won't be running any candidates in three upcoming New South Wales by-elections. The retirement of former Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Treasurer Matt Keane has left vacancies in Epping and Hornsby. Pittwater MP Rory Amon resigned after being charged with child sex offences, which he has denied. Sydney is shivering through a cold snap as a low-pressure system sweeps up the east coast. Damaging winds, heavy rainfall and strong surf are forecast from Sydney down to the south coast. In sport, Panthers back rower Scott Sorensen is still fighting to prove his fitness for Saturday night's preliminary final against the Sharks. Sorensen has been sidelined by a hamstring injury. Sharma, I'll have more news at 4.
Thanks, Sarah. And hey, up next, a store we all know and love here in Australia is closing its doors for the last time in a huge market. I'll let you know where next.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted. This week, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Powderfinger, that's Pick You Up on Hope 103.2. And Kmart is an absolute huge company here in Australia, so much so that I even thought it was Australian. But no, it turns out it started over in the States, but for whatever reason, didn't have the same hype in America that it has here. So while Kmart is booming in Australia, the US retailer of the same name has just hit a grim milestone, and they have announced the closure of the last full-size store in America. Now, this is a store that was located in a posh New York suburb, and it's just one of two remaining in a chain that once spanned more than 2,000 stores across the country. Oh, what a sad day for Americans out there. They're missing out on the absolutely amazing experience that is going to Kmart.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean in the turns to a fight. Fist fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as we went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away. Lights down low, walk these walls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Second plane had to pack and you cramps and I was late. Headed to a red carpet, they won't know my name. Riding in silence, all that we wanna say. About to board when you call on the phone. You say I'm sorry, I'll be waiting at home. Feels like we're burning this out on our own. Trying to find a way down a road we don't know. Turn the lights down low, walk these walls alone. We can feel so far from so. Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night.
Hope 103.2.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Fall at Your Feet on Hope 103.2, and taking a look at the community notice board, thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Betty Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. And on the 30th of September, the Holiday Bible Club is taking place. So Fellowship Baptist Church is excited to host an Answers in Genesis Holiday Bible Club, The Great Jungle Journey. It's an epic cruise that begins in the term 3 school holidays, and you can check it out on the website hope1032.com.au/noticeboard. While spaces are limited, it's a free event. Gold coin donations are also welcome. And while you're on the website, take a look at some of the other awesome events taking place in the community.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Hello. I lost my 17-year-old son to the effects of bullying, and sadly, I'm not the only one. Every day, thousands are suffering the pain and humiliation of bullying. The Bully Zero Australia Foundation deliver evidence-based education programs to schools, workplaces and community groups. For more information, visit our website bzaf.org.au or search Bully Zero Australia.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Rees Bay, we've got a crash with heavy delays both ways on the M5 approaching the River Road. In Windsor, another crash southbound on Macquarie Street at Brabham Street. Georges Hall, look out for a two-car crash. That's got a southbound lane closed on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. In Bankstown, there's a broken down B-double. That's taken out a northbound lane on Stacey Street approaching Wattle Street. And in Homebush West, still busy getting southbound on Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
You're the first face that I see. I'm the last thing I think about. The sunshine with Hope 1032. Go on.
Today, I'm laughing the clouds away. I hear what the flowers say and drink every drop of rain. And I see places that I have been. In ways that I've never seen, my side of the grass is green. Oh, I can't believe that it's so simple. It feels so natural to me.
If this is love, love is easy. It's the easiest thing to do. If this is love, love completes me. 'Cause it feels like I've been missing you. A simple equation, no competition to leave you confused. If this is love, 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 it's the easiest thing to do.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, make dirty streets look new. And the birds sing, tweet, tweet, now I know exactly what they mean. Oh, I can't believe that it's so simple. It feels so natural to me.
If this is love, then love is easy. It's the easiest thing to do. If this is love, then love completes me. 'Cause it feels like I've been missing you. A simple equation with no complications to leave you confused. If this is love, 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 it's the easiest thing to do.
Just say the word and I'll... out and pull it down. Ooh, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Ooh, I'll give you the move.
To do.
Hype
103.2.
Thank you.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. Australia, the US and UK are among countries calling for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. Zach De Silva reports.
The White House has issued a joint statement with Australia and a number of other countries saying current hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah are intolerable. It warns an escalation in the Middle East war is in nobody's interest and calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire to allow time to negotiate an end to the cross-border conflict. Australia has been urging its citizens to leave Lebanon while they still can, as some commercial airlines cancel flights to and from Beirut. Contingency plans are being drawn up in case people become stranded.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Ayman Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal assault and killing of 16-year-old Mohammed Harouk in Fairfield East in 2015. The Premier says his government has decided not to put forward candidates for the upcoming state by-elections. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Voters in the traditionally blue-ribbon seats of Epping, Hornsby and Pittwater are set to go to the polls on the 19th of October. They've been triggered by the retirements of former Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Treasurer Matt Keane. Pittwater MP Rory Amon quit Parliament after being charged with 10 child sex offences, which he denies. Premier Chris Minns says Labor won't be putting up any candidates for the seats.
Given we've never held any of these seats before, it would be not the best use of our time and resources.
Hornsby and Epping look likely to remain in Liberal hands while they face a tough contest in Pittwater against Teal independent Jackie Scrooby. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A man has died in hospital following an assault on the state's north coast. Police were called to Coffs Harbour Street where they found a 41-year-old with upper body injuries. He was taken to hospital where he later died. An investigation is ongoing. A year-long trial giving thousands of women easier access to the contraceptive pill